Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, December 14th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. The big story today is Apple Music on Amazon Echo, going live a few days ahead of schedule. Apple Music now works with Amazon Echo speakers using Amazon's Alexa voice assistant for control. The update went live a few days before the promised December 17th release date, but it's only available for Echo customers in the United States. That's because Apple Music uses Amazon's Music API that was introduced in October. The API makes it easy for music services to integrate with Echo speakers on their own versus Amazon needing to work with each company individually. But Amazon only supports its Music API in the US for now. Apple Music works in over 100 countries, and Apple's HomePod is sold in a handful of regions, with China gaining HomePod support in early 2019. Apple Music generally does work well on Amazon Echo speakers, though. You can connect your Apple Music account in the Alexa app on iOS or Android, then access your music library, including playlist, using Alexa. The Alexa app lets you set Apple Music as your default music service for both your library and stations, so you don't need to specifically ask for Apple Music each time. And Echo even has a few music features that HomePod doesn't have. For example, you can ask Alexa to set an alarm to a playlist or an artist using Apple Music on Echo, but HomePod simply can't use music for alarms. Amazon also supports music automation through a feature called Routines. There's a little wonkiness with playing music, and I can't seem to access music that I add to Apple Music myself, but in general, the integration appears pretty well done. You could even play music on groups of Echo speakers or play different streams on different speakers at the same time, even without a family account. And Amazon supports user profiles too, which let you assign different Apple Music accounts to different Amazon profiles, a feature Apple hasn't tried to tackle yet. And also happening today, Apple's video service will likely include some familiar cartoon faces, according to a new report today that says Apple has bought the rights to some Charlie Brown Peanuts content. The animated video joins a small collection of other animated series Apple has bought, including one from the creator of Bob's Burgers. Apple's video service is expected to officially be announced in 2019. Finally, let's check in with Trevor at 9to5toys.com.
This weekend's best deals at 9to5toys are highlighted by the new Best Buy 3-day gift sale. You'll find a number of notable price drops from Apple, Philips Hue, Sonos, and more. One notable deal is the Sonos Beam soundbar, which is on sale for $350. This offer is also matched over at Amazon. It includes AirPlay support and is a great way to upgrade your TV audio this holiday season. Also, nearly every iPad is currently on sale, including $100 off the latest 9.7-inch model. You can also save up to $150 off iPad Pro over at Best Buy. You'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys, and if you don't have the 9to5toys iOS app, jump over to the App Store, type in 9to5toys, and you'll be able to download it for free.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. And subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.